As you know, the 8 Mi'kmaq communities represented by Mi'kmaq of the Bluedahan, they're formally notifying the governments and the public that the lands and waters in New Brunswick that we and our ancestors have used, occupied, stewarded, and cared for during thousands of years, they belong to us. What this means is we're not seeking to take people's homes and cottages away or private property. What it means is we're seeking compensation from the governments for the loss of our lands that have been converted to private property. So our title is against the province of New Brunswick. So, and certain companies who have industrial free lands in the province in which the Crown still has a hold of.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and so it seems like two sort of major things might come of this, which is one being some compensation for the use of those lands. Like, we know New Brunswick has this heavy resource industries for all these years. Mm-hmm. So likely there's going to be some form of compensation for like the use that's already happened. But then going forward, do you think this means that like the First Nations like Amlamgook will have more of a role in the stewardship of the land?
Correct. That's what we're hoping for. Like, we're not here to stop economic growth within New Brunswick. No, we're not there to do that at all. We still want to work together with the province, knowing that First Nations still own the Crown property, right? So we want to be able to share, use resources, like do resource revenue sharing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In terms of you know, the job that the province of New Brunswick has been doing with stewardship of Crown lands in particular, how do you feel about the job that they've been doing over these many decades? Is there room for improvement?
Very much so. Yes, yeah. Yes. There's always room for improvement, but the way the province has been handling things from back in the day till now, there's big room for improvement. Yeah. And that's what we want to do. We want to work together with them, right? So in regards to this title claim, taking the government to court, we're already sitting at the table with the government of Canada, like with the feds. And the province of New Brunswick, where Aboriginal title is one of the topics for negotiation. To me personally, this is off topic, I find that the province of New Brunswick is very hard province to deal with. It's the government that is very hard to deal with. So you have Nova Scotia, who gets along good with their province, right? They work well with the government there. PEI works well with their government. Out west, everywhere, they work well with each other. But it's just New Brunswick that's having the issues. And I don't know if it's because of Mr. Higgs himself. I don't know. But anyways.
Okay, well, that's actually one of my questions. Like, because this process, I mean, dating back to Elsa Buckduck's claim, mm-hmm. And then the Wolastoqiyik claim, and then this, or the title assertion, or whatever title the assertion, technical yeah. term. And this one now coming from Mi'kmawil de Bluedahan. Why is it happening in New Brunswick and not in Nova Scotia and PEI? And because this is all sort of Mi'kmaq territory.
Right.
So that's why would it be happening here first? Are we ahead of the game or behind the...
Well, I think it's because of the way Nova Scotia and PEI have that relationship with the province. New Brunswick, we don't. PEI and Nova Scotia, there's only one, right? One nation. Mm-hmm. Whereas New Brunswick, there's three, actually. We have the Mi'kmaq, we have the Wolastoqiyik, and we have the Passamaquoddy. So I don't know if it's because there's three nations that he has to deal with is what's making it harder. But anyway, so it's time. Mm-hmm. We've had enough. So we put out this land assertion title. So mm-hmm. hopefully we'll get somewhere now.
Yeah. So certainly the relationship between First Nations here and, mm-hmm. and the government has been like combative.
Yes.
What is the best case scenario after, you know, lay out this assertion, this title assertion, mm-hmm. in the best case scenario, what's the government's response and what happens from here on in?
Well, the best scenario is they come to the table, they sit down with us and then negotiate, right? And we start doing some resource revenue sharing with us, with the province. Like I said before, we're not here to take away from what people already have, like the private property owners and stuff like that. We're here to assert that we've never gave up title to these lands in New Brunswick because of the peace and friendship treaties that are there. They're still in play, right? So we never signed off. We never surrendered, ceded anything. So we're hoping that with this land, this title assertion, that he will come and sit down and talk to us. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go from there.
And so that's an important point that not everyone might fully understand. Like in terms of the peace and friendship treaties, those weren't treaties that carved up land and said, this is yours and that's yours. They were more like treaties that said, okay, here's what the shared use will be.
That's correct. Yeah. That's why they're called peace and friendship treaties, right? Because we were sharing the land and we wanted peace with everybody. So that's why they're there. Mm-hmm. That's why the government, the British government, I guess, signed that treaty for us, and we're still here. We're not going nowhere.
Do you have a difference between what you hope and what you expect? Are you prepared for legal action or different? Like, you know, are you prepared for getting not the best case scenario from the government?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, for sure, for sure. If it comes down to it, they're not willing to sit down and negotiate with us, the next step would be to take them to court. And I don't think the province wants the First Nations to take them to court.
Right. Because there's been precedent for this kind of title recognition with the Supreme Court of Canada. Right? Yeah. So there's not really a great case for New Brunswick to fight this in court.
No. Because if you look at the BC case, like the Colton case that's happened out there, they won their court case. And that, like you said, it sets up presidency for the rest of them, right? So, yeah. So I personally don't think the Premier of New Brunswick has a leg to stand on when it comes to court, I guess, taking the First Nations to court. So, but we'll see.
How do you think that, you know, if say the best case scenario comes out here, how do you think this would change life here in Emlemgook or the surrounding areas? Like what do you, you know, will there be noticeable changes or will it happen slowly over time?
It would probably happen slowly over time. And I don't think you'll see any big changes. Like whatever you see around here right now is what'll still be happening, right? There'll be no changes, but maybe like if we work out something and we take them to court, we win, whatever, we'll be able to start getting revenues from the Crown lands that are being used and distribute it amongst the First Nations. And then they'd be able to help with other programs that they offer, like help with housing, help with social, and it alleviate our dependency on the feds for funding. Mm-hmm. So, which would work out really good.
Yeah. All right. And there's nothing, I mean, in terms of what triggered this now, like if you asked why now for this, is it just that we're getting to the point where we need to settle this? Or is it related to the fact that the Willistaquay have also started their court action and so we want to all be dealing with this at the same time?
No, this has been an ongoing issue with in regards to the province not willing to work with us. It's about time we asserted our rights so that they know, right? Because they're always, you have new companies coming in and going right to the province, and the province says, okay, here you go, right, without consulting First Nations. So now's the time. The proponents are starting to come to the First Nations first, are starting to come to MTI, say, listen, we want to come to New Brunswick, this is what we want to do. So they sit down with us without going to the province, right? And then they'll go to the province because they said, hey, we're working with First Nations, this is what we want, right? So it's been really good so far. But it's just the province that is in the way. I don't understand. I really don't. You talk to Mr. Higgs or you talk to Arlene Dunn, who's the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs, they'll be telling you, oh, yes, we're sitting down with First Nations and we're talking to them. They haven't been at any tables I've been at. So, yeah. Anyway, so it's time. We asserted our rights. And this is why we're doing this.
That was Emlemgook Chief Rebecca Knockwood, who, along with seven other Mi'kmaq chiefs in New Brunswick, has claimed title to most of the province based on the traditional territory of the Mi'kmaq nations. It's the third title claim in the province, along with Elsabuckduck First Nation and another joint claim by the Wolastoqiyik Nations.